I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. Vermonters across the political spectrum are planning ahead for a visit from Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. The Trump campaign announced on New Year's Eve that Trump will be holding a campaign event at Burlington's Flynn Center this Thursday. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
No Republican presidential candidate has won Vermont since 1988, when George H.W. Bush beat Michael Dukakis. But Donald Trump apparently hopes to establish a foothold with the state's Republicans as he campaigns against a still crowded field of contenders for the GOP nomination. So last week, the Trump campaign set up an event at the Flynn Theater in the heart of left-leaning Burlington, blocks away from where Senator Bernie Sanders launched his presidential campaign last year. Many Vermonters took to social media to voice outrage at the Flynn Center and its executive director, John Kalacky. But Kalacky defends the decision.
When the campaign contacted us, I felt it was important as a publicly funded institution that gets federal and state dollars that we are open to all points of view.
Over the weekend, Vermonters were circulating online petitions to get the Flynn Center to cancel the event. But Kalacky says no amount of signatures would have made him cancel, and it has nothing to do with his politics.
It's irrelevant what I think of his, you know, inflammatory rhetoric and his hateful language. It is about a candidate who's running for president being allowed a forum to speak to people in Vermont.
And some of those Vermonters are excited to hear from Trump. Mary Gert says Trump's message resonates with her more than other candidates. She says she knows she's in the political minority, but it's been that way for most of her life. First as a kid in Southern Illinois, then as a Vermonter.
So I didn't feel like I could say, well, I'm a Republican or I'm conservative. I never felt comfortable in coming out with that. So to me, it's sort of like being gay. It's like coming out as a Republican. I could never do that with my mother.
As far as supporting Trump, Gert's not just choosing from among Republicans. She says she's voted for Howard Dean and Bernie Sanders in the past. As for Trump's controversial comments about women, Gert says those aren't important to her. And she isn't as concerned about Trump's ideas on immigration as many liberals are.
I think there should be a ban on all immigrants coming in.
Gert plans to be in the theater when Trump is speaking. Many people who disagree with his views will be across the street at a rally planned by the organizing group Rights and Democracy. But Rights and Democracy Executive Director James Haslam isn't calling it an anti-Trump event.
Yeah, this is a love and unity rally.
Haslam says the rally is designed to raise awareness and gather support for ideas counter to Trump's. And he thinks the Donald's visit could actually end up helping those causes more.
It's an important time. You know, the country is at a crossroads, and we're excited that, you know, we can move forward in a broader, more unified way and get past, quite frankly, the kind of division and hate that he has been promoting.
As for Gert, she says the opposition doesn't bother her.
It is Vermont, so, you know, people like to speak their mind, and that's a good thing.
And on this issue, there is no shortage of opinions. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.